I will do just a few lattas because since we are just here together, that is very unofficial, no? When you're gonna, we need a printing machine, no? We're nothing together, it's just like India. Today we have to get one then. Huh? I'm going to set up office here now. So, Sugandhi wrote me a long letter. Sugandhi is here, so many people, I don't. Beloved Babaji, I have a good feeling inside and enjoy to write you this letter. A joy for opening my heart and just share what has been happening and the experiences I am having in this trip. Before I came, I was afraid that I would not fit in and the feelings of separation would take over me again. And I'm so happy to say that even though these feelings can come up sometimes, it seems like they are having less grip on me. And because of that, I feel so happy and light. We don't know, before you are free of it, how much a slave you have been to these kind of thoughts and feelings, you know. So everybody is living just in the fog. Then when you're out of it, then you see, wow, it's a different life. That's what I'm talking about. But it has to be your experience. And that's what I'm trying in every way. So these thoughts and feelings, they can come up, but so what? You don't need to be run by them, no? That's the thing, when you face yourself, when you face it, then you see it's not so dangerous. Otherwise, they rule your whole life, everybody's life. To be around people always brings up in me a lot of uncomfortable feelings, challenging. That is also normal because people, they don't know themselves. So when you don't know yourself, then you will always be uncomfortable in new situations and with people. When you have the familiar people, then you can be just the old machine robot that you normally are, no? But when you are in new situations and new people, then you have to respond in a new way. That makes you uncomfortable because you don't know how to respond to the moment. That's why the mystics always said that man is just a machine. You get outside your comfort zone and then fear comes, insecurity comes, doubt comes, protection comes. But that is the only way to grow, is to go through that. Many times I just get stuck in the challenges and feelings without managing to get over it. This is why it's so important to get you out of your normal comfort zone, your caves, your ordinary life. That's why I like to have different places to bring people. Because only then they see new sides of themselves and they're starting functioning in the moment, not in that world that they are so safe and protected and they know exactly who they are. Everybody thinks they know who they are till they are in a new situation, then they don't know. And in reality, nobody knows. And when you don't know, that is very uncomfortable to face. In this trip, I'm having the opportunity to go through some challenges, and instead of closing and hiding, there is an opening, and in this opening I feel a soft and powerful healing. The healing can only happen by opening, no? This is the choice we have. To stay the same is to be closed. To be closed is to be tense. Then you're protected. To be open is very fragile. You don't know what will happen. But in that opening, then you relax, then it's a softening. Then everything changes. And I say that opening, that is what is natural, no? This is a natural, open hand is natural. Closed fist is not natural, that is a doing. I don't need to do this. This is natural, to be open. Effortless. This is effortless. When you sleep, then your hand is open, relaxed. This is a doing, no? Then you're tight, you're ready to fight. This is peace, no? Then you say you had a sharing the other day with Vimal, Prem, Lee and Jaitan. Because in some mysterious way, you four came together, no? So that's how things comes up, no? When you have to have sharing because things are happening. As each one of us had a round to share, it was getting more and more clear for me how beautiful it, the individual and the individuality and uniqueness of each one, and that there is no problem that people are different and want different things and have a different way of perceiving things. If you look at these differences with love and acceptance, how boring it would be if everybody would be the same, no? But this is how narrow the mind is. They want everything to be like this. So this is why people are very inflexible, because they want everything to be out of their limited vision. The more open one is, the more you can accept everything, no? If you just look in one place, then you only see that. That is a limited vision. More you open, you see the whole picture, no? Then everything is included. So when you open, then you accept people also. It's impossible to accept if you are not open. Then it's the limitations. And then you have your ideas, your projections. You want the other to be like this or that. And then it's problems, because you are like this and the other one is like that and you can't understand. And then the other one is a problem. When you accept, which can only come out of self-knowing. When you start accepting and seeing which can only happen through love. And in love, no protection. That's why in love, people, they are afraid of love. The ego is very afraid of love. Why is the ego afraid of love? Because the ego has to go for love to be there. So the ego always is on guard. It's control. So as soon as love comes in, the ego goes. And when ego goes, then there is seeing, then there is acceptance. This is the amazing thing that happens. But everybody misses because they don't dare to get touched by love. Only very few people get touched by love. So then they live their whole life not accepting. That means a fight. And out of the fight, fear. Because you don't accept. This is the whole difficult thing for people. They're trying, but they can't. Because first you have to create love in your heart, no? And listening to the sharings, a new quality of trust is coming up in the air. And with this quality, an opening and a big relief in my chest. And what is living there in your chest? Huh? What is living here in the chest? You. You. Huh? That's another word for your heart. Huh? when you tune in to that opening, me or your heart, then a big relief, no? That's why the Buddha says, take shelter in the Buddha, no? Then there is relief, no? The truth, that is the thing, that's the sign of the truth. When truth touches you, then relief happens. That comes automatically. If there is no truth, then no relief. No openness. The real things only happens out of the real. It's impossible. The real cannot happen out of the false. And people are trying in all false way to get any comfort, any happiness, any fulfillment. It will never happen. They're looking at the wrong places. And even around people like me, it's very difficult. Have to create situations, no? Have to create cooking. Then today here in Marim, I went to visit the girls. These girls, I think it's Somali, Sana, Bhakti, Devadasi. They are also here in this neighborhood. And connect with them. And suddenly a sharing also started. And they had a round of sharing how it is for each one of them to be together. The challenges, the fears, the acceptance. So beautiful that all this is happening here, beloved. Isn't it beautiful? Huh? It's so beautiful, it's happening here. Huh? How come this all this beauty is happening here, Sugandhi? Huh? And before, you were so afraid you wouldn't fit in, no? What happened? No, before, don't fit in. And now you are comfortable around people also? Comfortable or not comfortable? Come here now. So you're not feeling so... No, you're here, you're in the... You're not outside, you're inside now. What?
I feel the smiling peace in myself.
Yes. Peace is not out there. Peace is in yourself. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Then when you have peace in yourself, then peace spreads everywhere. Because you are the world. Everything comes from you. You are the one who is perceiving all this, who is seeing and sensing and hearing. All this is you. So if there is peace here, then everything becomes peaceful. If it's tension here, if it's fear here, everything becomes fearful. Like that. And it's so beautiful that all this is happening here, beloved. And I'm telling you, this happening is going on all the time. This beautiful happening that is happening here. Because only here, all the time. Yesterday it was night and I didn't see anything. No, it's light, I see everything. It's like that, no? No, you see everything. Huh? Even the beautiful montagna you see now. Yesterday it was dark, you didn't see anything, no? Then you didn't know how beautiful it is there then. Huh? But now when it's light, then you see how beautiful, no? It's like that, just a little change from darkness to light. And what is so beautiful that is all this is happening here now, beloved? Huh? And this is not just family, we can change around and then like that. Pretty cozy. But what is not so cozy is there's no coffee here. And no tissue paper, just toilet paper. So elegant. Like here it seems totally fine, but then it's like, oops! Well, we're doing our best, no? In one way or another, we all go through the same cooking, same challenges. In a way it feels we are all same, but different. But this is the whole difference of light and darkness. If it's different, then it's darkness. If it's same, then it's light. That's the whole, it's another way to see it. Because if everybody different, then the different means you have to be on guard. You don't know that other one is different, no? Different means something strange, something foreign, no? Not like you. It means separation. If it's same, it means same. Then it's same as you. But now in the world, everybody is stuck on the different. The different, that is form. Form is different. Bodies are different. Conditioning is different. Then it's different. That means separation. Then it's problem. Because it's me and the other. Then same, that means you are remembering who you are, your true source. When you're remembering that, then you remember that not only you, but everybody has this. That is the transcendental. That is your true heart. That's your true self. So when you remember that, then everybody has this. Because everybody is coming from the same source. What beats in my heart beats in your heart. Then same, same. Then very happy. Because then no enemies, all same, same, all friends. So all whole world changed from being enemy to being friend. That is what the truth does. Then you see. Then it's same, same. So same, same, that is understanding. Different is mind, ego. Most people, you are all stuck in different, in different opinions, different likings, different ways of seeing things. Then you forget the real, that which is beyond any liking or disliking. When you remember that, then no problem. Then all these liking, disliking, differences, ideas has nothing to do with reality. It's a far away sound. So this is the whole way to come back. If you remember that you're all same, all same, same, but different. I would just say all same. Because the difference is that is not real. So if the difference becomes real, then there is a problem. You understand? And that's what you have created, which everybody has created. The differences. We live in the differences. No, when you remember that we all seem very happy. That doesn't mean that everybody else knows. That is the way of the Buddhas. If you know yourself, then you know everybody is the same. You are happy, you are at peace. That doesn't mean that everybody else, because it's an individual realization. You cannot understand it, you have to live it. And living it, you have to face life, you have to face fear, you have to face yourself. All this has been coming up in this trip, and it's just so cool and so real. Yes. It's cool and hot at the same time, babe. Because the mind cannot understand it. That's why it's so cool. Then you say that Dasi and I always had the big challenge of dealing with each other. And then we talked about it and we cried. And we cannot just give up and avoid each other because it brings such an uncomfortable feeling. Uncomfortable feelings is not nice, is it? Not nice. And uncomfortable feeling only when different. Same, same, no uncomfortable feeling. Agree? No problem. So easy. Most of the time I feel like avoiding her and hiding, but I have so much admiration for her, and I also feel we are both very similar in many ways. And it's very fascinating. I learn a lot with her skills and courage, you see? We can all learn from each other, no? If you are open, no? But there has to be an agreement, and not from the head. It can only come from the heart, no? That's why it's so almost impossible for people to meet. Because they can come from the head and talk, but you know that it's not real. When the heart is in it, then you don't need to say anything. You know then. That's why nobody can fool me with words, because I see. I'm not listening to the words, I'm listening to your heart. Could you help me bring some light into this, beloved? How is it? Is there light now? And when there is light, there is no darkness. You see? But the habit is so easy to go back now to the darkness. Because in the light you need awareness, you need to live in the truth, in the real. And the habit of the ego, of unconsciousness, is to live in the darkness, is to be in hiding. Darkness that does not like light is very uncomfortable. Beloved, when I first came to you, my first insight and letter to you was about that I saw my mistrust in people. Yes, the mistrust in people is just mistrust in yourself. You don't know who you are, and that is the worst thing. It's so easy. That's why everybody has mistrust, because nobody knows who they are. When you know who you are, then you have trust then. Even if they're doing things against you, you have trust. Because you see, many times I trust everybody. But they can do things. But out of the unconsciousness, no? If you are conscious, you cannot do. It's impossible. You only do stupid things out of your unconscious, out of darkness. When people do unconscious things, then it's out of their darkness, no? I saw my mistrust in people, and that I was always on guard, checking if you're safe to open myself. But who is this person who is afraid of opening or closing themselves? This is another name for the ego. Why not just be open? If you have nothing to hide and you know that you are not the body, you are not the mind, you are just the heart, same, then what is there to be afraid of? Why open or close? What is safe? If it's safe to open myself. But this is how everybody is living. What is safe to open? That means you don't want to feel anything out of your way of seeing it. If it's safe, that means, oh, I open up, but only if you like me. That place is safe then. Then no challenges in life. No challenges, no growth. But that is how we are. That is how people are. Then they get hurt and then they close down. You have to know that nothing can hurt you. Nothing can hurt you. Then, what is it to open or close for? Who cares about opening and close? That is freedom. Not this open and closing. This I can open to that, no, close to that, close to, no. This is all mindfuck. And that opening for me is not opening even. It's just being. It's just natural. Opening and closing is opposites. Child's play. I was always on guard checking if it was safe to open myself. Or if this person would hurt me or misuse me. But if you are more conscious, then you see. If you are unconscious, then anybody can use you or misuse you. If you are conscious, then you see. You cannot see that before you are conscious. But why should you go with somebody after your clarity, somebody who will misuse you? It's impossible. Cannot happen. It can only happen when you are unconscious, when you are in the darkness, when you don't know what you're doing. That's why always the Buddha says, be aware who you are with. Be aware who you are communicating with. Be aware where you live. Be aware what you do in your life. But this can just be empty words. Another thing is to come from that. And when you see that, you see you don't need anything. Then you don't want anything from people either. Then how can people misuse you? Then you become an emperor instead of a beggar, no? If you are emperor, if you are a queen, you don't go down in the gutter. Only the beggars goes there in the gutter, no? If you are conscious, you don't go there. Nobody will go there. I was always on guard, checking if it's safe to open myself, or if this person would hurt me or misuse me, but that even with all these fears, I had realized that I really wanted to open my heart and that I would like to start this journey. And opening my heart to you. No, I see that by starting to open my heart to the Beloved, you also will be challenged to open your heart to life and people around you. And many times it's so scary, Beloved. But once the heart had this taste of being open, it never forgets. And if it closes again, it feels an unbearable pain. So in helplessness, we walk into the fire. You, Beloved, gives us the courage to stay in that fire, to let it burn, to not run away from it. I bow down to you with all my respect and love. Thank you, Beloved. I love you, your Sugandhi. You know, this is the difference, Sugandhi, when you are coming back to your same. Then it's just gratitude, no? Otherwise, it's just problems and fear, protection. The heart can never forget, because the heart, it knows what is satisfying. The head doesn't know, only the heart knows. And it's very simple, very easy to deal with, the heart. So become easy, then you will, the heart will be very happy with you. Then Premli wrote to me, Beloved Swat, thank you for asking me how I was doing the other night. I have to ask you sometimes, because you cannot just sit on it. I have to pop the bottle. You know how it is when you pop the champagne bottle, then it's just waiting to boof, get out. Maybe it has been closed for centuries, that bottles. You need somebody to open it, and then it pops. Then it's very happy when it pops like that. And not much effort. Not much effort for the one who opens the bottle. But what the joy for the champagne itself, who comes up. It was so good to have an opportunity to expose the cooking and to get confirmed that I don't have anything to hide anymore. I tell you, I was a little surprised, Bramley, that you were having any issues with that, because many times we have talked about this with fear and these things. So it must be something in you that is very good in protecting it also, to hide it, like you said, that you don't have anything to hide anymore. That is an old habit. You have to let that go, that insecurity that you protect something, that you have to hide something. Hide what? It's just an idea. And my feeling is that hiding, that becomes also like you're protecting yourself from life. Then you become a little afraid. Out of this afraidness, then you become a little reserved. You don't want to go totally into it. Then you become a little afraid. Then you think you are very sensitive, which is mostly also just an idea. Then you become very careful with what you eat, cleanliness, all this. It's just a protection from life. I would like you to drop all that now. Eat anything. Drink anything. For the last way in Thailand. Get it out. And see how it goes. You ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Whatever, Baba.
Yes.
Just want to be free
Yeah. But you have to go a little the other way. Because when I read this and when I have seen you, how you function sometimes, it comes up like this. I remember Gurdjieff, you know, if you were vegetarian, he said, eat this red meat. If you are eating meat, and he said, no meat allowed, then only lettuce. You have to go the other way to get balance. Because this has been up again and again. And it's enough now.
Yes.
It was good to have an opportunity to expose the cooking and get confirmed that I don't have anything to hide anymore. No, nobody has anything to hide. So don't play so safe. That's what you have to show yourself. Be a little reckless. And then I was wondering, you haven't been traveling with me for the last couple of times, you know, because also you had this very sensitive and things are happening, and in a way you have maybe delayed that. But here in Thailand, all this with cleanliness or being careful, there shouldn't be any issue. In Bolivia, it was good you didn't come. Maybe to Nepal or to India, it's a totally different thing there. But you should get this out of the system, because it's like this, it's also fear that keeps you away. Just dive into life. It's the only way to get over that. And so what? You get a little food poisoning. Look at all these girls. They all have a... People pay a lot of money to get this colonic and detox. They got it for free, just one trip. And they all flushed out now, look. It's like that. We have to live a little on the edge, especially with me. I don't want you to be careful anymore. Something calmed down after you said that no Somali did it for you. I recognized that the mind had created some expectations that I need to face that by going through another near-death experience. This is all just... Why? Just see things as they are. You don't need to go through another. It's just the mind. And only the mind can be afraid of that, which is all that protection. In your heart, who is afraid? Things are we going to be afraid that it's... In 8 hours, the evening is coming. Some people are like that. We cannot be a slave to that fearful mind, no? That means insecurity, it means protection. Protection from what? Protection from life itself. And only by living life will you go beyond, will you be part of life. You cannot be protected from life. It's impossible. You are in life. You are life itself. So embracing life and living a wild life, no problem. What to be protected? What to be careful about? Only the mind is careful. Intelligence, yeah. You have intelligence, but not like the mind disturb the intelligence. No? The fearfulness, the insecurity is from the mind. Intelligence is from your being, and you have the intelligence. It's like that. And when I said that Somali did it for you, everybody do it from us. It just needs a little intelligence to see. We have all gone through this so many times. Same. If you have some intelligence and coming from the right place, then you can learn from others, no? Which is what you touch there. But everybody is missing. They don't have that intelligence. They don't have that clarity. That's why we have to suffer doing the same thing individually. Otherwise, just look around. Why should you do the same thing again and again and again and again and again? Because we don't see it. How many hopes, how many dreams everybody has. Just look around. Who is happy? And still you are thinking about the same thing that you have done so many times. That's what I mean. That Somali did it for you, or anybody had done. Just open your eyes and see. Yes, for Somali it was good because she went through her own process there. And she saw how identified she is with the physical body. Then you can break that. And only by facing that fear you will break through it. Otherwise, the physical body is fear. So if you are only identified with the physical, which everybody is, then everybody is in fear. Everybody is in protection from life. Because life, one day, it will bring death. But out of wisdom, then you see that that is part of life. How can there be life without that? Then you say, great, you have my good body that here, and I have a life here. And I'm beyond both. Like that. So being totally identified with some body, some identity, some form, that is fear, because the fear will be afraid that one day it's going to leave, which everything will leave, all the physical things will leave. Remembering that which is transcendental, which is your true self, then there is no fear. That is freedom. And that you have touched many times, but you see the habit of that, it comes back, that fear comes back. And that will come back in different ways. If it's the fear, if it's the insecurity, if it's being outside, if it's the anger, if it's the guilt, if it's the doubt, some things will come that trying to, depending on your tendency from the past. You have to see this is all that which is makes it the differences, no? This is the bodies, this is the physical. That is not the real. The real is always like it has been. How can you say, look at the picture when you were 5 years old. Is that you? Look at that picture. Is that you? You just look like, oh, and sweet child. You will say, sweet child, that was me. But if that was you, then who are you now then? That means you are just identified with that body. So the body changed. But if you go deeper, then you had the same awareness, some space inside you is the same in that 5-year-old child as it is now. What is that? What is that that is not feeling the age? What is that that is not feeling the age, that doesn't grow up? The body grows up, but something is there, some light is there, some consciousness is there that doesn't grow up, it doesn't get old, it doesn't die. What is that? No? Remembering that this freedom, then why be careful then? be intelligent, be wise, but don't be fearful or protected, no? I feel I have been through many small surrender experiences in the last months, years, when I get caught in fear, but still I can get identified with fear. Yes, this is how the mind is always, it has some card to hold on to. And that's why I say, don't play that game anymore now. That's why I want you to go just the other side. Go a little bit too much on the other side. Okay? I will be with you, playing with you. So you won't make it by yourself, because it's an old habit. So use the opportunity now. That's why I'm telling you this straight. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Yeah, it's okay. We are friends, ain't we? There's no problem. Since the other night, relaxation is visiting more and more. Whatever I'm doing or not doing. It is painful to feel and see myself being lost, and especially close to you, as I know you feel it also. Yeah, but that's why we want to have a stop on it now, no? Come here, <buddy. laughs> Somali, you also come here. You two dead ones, right? Come. Hmm? Yeah, I have a toilet paper. Huh? Hmm? What's the problem? Together in life, together in death, like that. Yeah. Look at that. In this fragile life, no, let's live, love, enjoy, no?